The upper Midwest is in the middle of a splendid red pole winter. Common red poles have been visiting many area feeders, and for some reason, hoary red poles seem easier to find than usual within the red pole flocks. I love red poles of any variety. The common red pole was number 123 on my life list. I saw my first one on February 2, 1976 at the Fenner Arboretum in East Lansing, Michigan, and I can still remember how that lovely bird with its rosy breast and glittering ruby forehead made friendly ascending bee notes just like my grandpa's canaries had once done. It was 3 years before I saw my first hoary red pole. That was at a bird feeder in Madison, Wisconsin, and by then I was sort of taking common red poles for granted, but that hoary's frosty whiteness was ever so pleasing to see. Hoary red poles are very closely related to common red poles, and very close to them in appearance as well. Hoaries are more white. One of the authorities on the species writes, "Adult males in fresh plumage have been likened to drifting snowflakes and resemble puffy snowballs when perched." It takes a certain measure of patience to properly identify them, though, especially for acquisitive novice and intermediate birders who so yearn to add one to their lists that they can't help but look for signs of whiteness in every red pole they see. Fortunately, hoaries do have a few field marks that are fairly clear and can be diagnostic when you see them in combination. First, their beak is shorter and stubbier than the beak on a common red pole, and this is more noticeable because hoary red poles are thicker bodied, and hoaries have more delicate streaking on their sides and their rump. Indeed, like the streaked rump on common red poles, a hoary's rump can be almost clear white or pinkish white, and hoaries have the courteous habit of spending much of their time drooping their wings to make it more noticeable. Identifying hoary red poles is challenging enough that a lot of birders concentrate on field marks rather than on the miraculous little birds themselves. Red poles are exceptional. They're able to survive colder temperatures and longer periods of extended darkness than any songbirds, ravens included, and hoaries live even farther north than their common relatives. How do they do it? To get through the dim northern days where the sun may not rise for months, they have lots of extra rods in their retinas so they can at least gather a bit of light while it still seems absolutely dark to us. They may even find some food during moonlit nights. To stoke their metabolic fires during the long winter nights, they can stuff their oversized stomach, and when that's full, they can stuff pouches all along their esophagus, so even as they sleep, they can continue to digest a steady stream of seeds to get the energy they need to shiver in order to maintain their body temperature. Hoary red poles spend their lives in sociable flocks even during the nesting season, when several nests can be built in the same small clump of bushes. Although red poles can be skittish when a person walks onto the scene, it doesn't take them long to decide we don't pose much of a threat, so hoary red poles are one of the easiest rare birds to photograph. These confiding, sociable, fluffy little snowballs are one of the reasons to celebrate winter. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.